Blog Talk Radio.
What good is music? What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do what, 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 do what. You just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party. Spirit of America Party book, Spirit of America Party radio show. And we have challenge coins too. Our challenge coin goes back to 911. Our slogan is 911. It's a New York slogan. And 911 New Yorkers come from all over the country and they all serve in the military. You know that half of 1% that keeps you alive, who you don't appreciate? But anyway, the challenge coin says 911 in New York, we forget nothing. And that's how it's spelled, N-U-T-T-I-N. And there's a picture of the Trade Center and the second plane going in, embossed in the coin. And it also says, wherever they serve, support the troops. And all the S's are dollar signs. My business card says, if you really support the troops, give them $1 million each. Now, speaking of $1 million each, Notre Dame a burned down. I don't believe it's an accident. I do not believe it's an accident. Somebody said they heard a pop, which they thought might be a circuit breaker, but it could be an incendiary device too. And what would it take for two guys or three guys to be part of the work crew or look like they're part of the work crew and go in and plant incendiary devices at closing time when everybody's coming off the job? Nobody's paying attention. Everybody wants to get home, right? Just can't wait to get out of there. So that's one of my hunches, my paranoid hunches. You want to know another one? I believe the Pfizer judge was in on the deal. The first thing out of the mouths of both parties was they took advantage of the Pfizer judge. Now, how did he get to be a judge? Because he was stupid? He got to be a judge because he could read between lines and he could see truth from lies. So my question that I'd like to get answered is, do we have any photos of that judge swapping swizzle sticks at a cocktail party with the culprits that created this faux pas show? I know that, what's his name, the guy with the lover, Yeah, join the FBI, get a lover. It's bad, folks. It's bad. Going to need 5 different bathrooms soon. It's getting sickening. But anyway, Struck. I call him Struck Dumb because he had to be struck dumb to pull a stunt that we got insurance. What kind of insurance you got, son? Well, we're going to overthrow the government. Oh, have you got help? Oh, we got the entire Democrat Party on our side. None of them look, but did you see Bob when he came out and he had a guy with a big beard on his right and on the left was Goldman Sachs, Ron Goldman Sachs. He looked like he pooped his pants. He had a look on his face. He stared straight ahead. He was hypnotized. They're going to get theirs. God is good. And they're going to get theirs. And all of the people that they spied on and trapped in lies, especially General Flynn. I think General Flynn got the short end of the stick. And then they took Manafort and they put him in solitary confinement. I forget, 9 months, he could have had a baby. And they tried to break him. And then they went, the best one was they called CNN and tipped off CNN. Like, what's that lady's name that used to be on CNN and she's now on Fox as a Democrat strategist? The one who gave Hillary the answers to the questions for the debate on CNN. Oh, it'll come to me. You know who she is. She has, sometimes she has pink hair. But anyway. So now, they're mad. They want to interrogate Mueller. You know what Mueller's big job was under Obama? You ready for this? Protect the mosques. Oh, I'm making it up, right? Yeah. You want to hear something else that's made up? Mitt Romney came out and attacked Trump. You know that Mitt Romney's only job, put there by the poor suckers of Utah, his only job is not to serve the people of Utah. His only job is to destroy Trump. Now, I'll tell you a little. On YouTube, there's a video, and it's called Who Owns the Senate? It's my video. I put it up there. Who Owns the Senate? Abu Tam. And I only went after the Democrat communists. And I took their names, and there's a guy who writes good books on corruption in the government, Peter Schweitzer. And he can tell you how crooked the Clintons are in cahoots with the Russians. And that's why you had this attack on Trump for two and a half years. They had to give Clinton a time to run out the clock so they couldn't be prosecuted for taking bribes from the Russians, for selling all the uranium coming out of the ground. See, the press covered it up. The press said it's only 20%, or it's only 80% of the uranium that we sold to the Russians, but it's all the uranium presently coming out of the ground. The other 20% that we have is still in the ground. That's yours, uranium mine, my friend. You're an American. You got a piece of that action. Anyway, so John Kerry, Hanoi John, 237 Swift boat veterans issued a proclamation, please do not vote for this communist traitor. And the media attacked 237 Swift Boat veterans, calling them traitors. Some of them had Congressional Medal of Honors they were wearing at the time they made the declaration. But they said that they weren't important, but John was. John, who got a splinter in his ass and got a Bronze Star for it. Yeah. Meanwhile, while other men were dying in Nam, the esteemed senator from Connecticut, Simon of Legree, Blumenthal, was never charged and convicted of stolen valor, where he told his constituents he ran as a veteran, and the only battle he was in was the Battle of Toys for Tots. He was never in Nam. He said he was in combat in Nam. Even Trump called him out on it. Yeah, I think he calls him Hanoi Blumenthal. Once you're labeled by Trump, you're finished. You might as well pack it up and move. Yeah, go south. Beyond the United States. There's a lot of empty apartments in Honduras tonight. Anyway, so Mueller investigated Trump for Russian collusion. Obama gave Iran $157 billion, money that was taken from the Iranian government, the Iranian banks seized when they killed, I think it was 200, this 37 number keeps popping up, 225 Marines, unarmed Marines. Now, who passed that order? When you go into boot camp or basic training, the first thing they tell you is you're never without your weapon. I've seen pictures of GIs in Iraq inside a KP camp, inside a chow line, on a chow line. None of them has a weapon. And there's Iraqis there with weapons. Does that make sense? What is this stupid time here? You're never without your weapon. They make you sleep with it in the Marine Corps. And here, under Reagan, somebody told the Marines we're a peacekeeping mission in Beirut, surrounded by Al-Qaeda, and you're not to have a weapon. So as they slept in their barracks, a giant truck packed with explosives came in and blew the entire barracks to pieces, killing 225 Marines. In my church, there's a flag of my parishioners in my church who died on 9/11. There's 47 names there. Latinos, Africans, white people, Italians, Irish, 47 of them. One name stands out among others who I knew and some worked for me as young kids. But the name that stands out in my mind is a fireman named Chapura. He happened to be at the Beirut barracks as a Marine, and he survived the explosion. So, from that point in time to 9/11, 2001, Al-Qaeda caught up with him at the World Trade Center, and he gave his life to save the helpless. How's that? So, that brings us back to the Communist Party, formerly the Democrat Party. One thing you must learn to say, you have to say the word communist. Everybody's brainwashed. Everybody has been afraid to say the word communist because they'd be labeled a McCarthyite. McCarthyite label is a communist label that's put on people that are speaking their minds about communism. So we waltz around, we pussyfoot around. We say liberal, socialist. Socialist is stage three communism. That's peaceful revolution. Stage four is violent revolution. That's full-blown communism. Some people are already coming out of stage three and moving into stage four. You see what's going on in France? Notre Dame got burned down. And they raised $1 billion. And some of the French millionaires donated large sums of money. And the French people are upset that, they're really upset that the Catholic religion is getting the money, when that money could be used to buy guns to kill French people. Yeah, it's a shame. It's really sad. France is in trouble. France is in trouble. The only people that have guns are terrorists. It is sad. And I'm tired of hearing the communists in this country say, we should be more like Europe. Are you kidding me? You want to be more like Europe? You see all these yellow jackets all going around? They're not happy with what their half-communist government gives them. They want the full Megillah. Yeah. Do you know that they can't work over a certain amount of time and they can only have one job? How would that fly here? We got parents that throw the babies to each other on the way out the door to go to work. Too much. We're going to jump to a tune. And this is the last night that I won't be able to play Kate Smith and singing God Bless America. I have it. I just got to upload it and it won't come up for tonight. But guaranteed, we're going to remember Kate Smith for all the patriotism she injected into our people. My father loved them, loved her. She was not pretty. She was a country girl, but she could belt out God Bless America. So, because our Lord has risen from the dead, very soon, right now he's resting, I'm going to play Above All. I'm dedicating it to all the GIs. I'm dedicating it to the followers of Jesus Christ. Because, like the GIs, Christ took the fall and thought of us above all. And I also dedicate it to the Latinos. Viva Cristo Rey. Latinos will be voting for Trump very soon. And gospel blacks. Be
above kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth.
There's only two parties left in this country, the Communist Democrat Rhino Rat Party and the Trumpeteers. The Trumpeteers are 65 million strong. They elected Trump. He told us, don't send money. I don't need your money. I need your vote. When I see these rhinos raising money in Trump's name, I wouldn't send them a penny. Because I know they're going to hurt him. Paired the Rhino Rats and the Democrats to the Pharisees. That's what I see when I see them going after Trump. So Trump says, I don't need your money. I need your vote. So how can you help Trump cement the next 4 years after these two are finished? Because you know the Democrats, they're not going to give him an edge. They're not going to give him a chance to negotiate anything. They're going to stop him at every turn. Whatever good he wants to do, they're going to make sure he doesn't get to do it. They've already wasted 2.5 years trying to stop him with this phony Mickey Mouse. Can you honestly say that Trump is colluding with the Russians? Trump is his own man. He doesn't need the Russians to accomplish his mission. It's not like Ted Kennedy going to Russia and asking for help. to defeat Ronald Reagan. Ted Kennedy, the Democrat, the Chappaquiddick Seal. Well, he's in the right place. Yeah, I think he's on rotisserie number 7 in boiler number 3. Yeah. But anyway. Okay. So here's how you can help Trump. Call one relative you know is not going to vote for Trump. One relative who respects and loves you. And tell him it means everything to you. If you want to make me happy, if you want to make me love you more than I do right now, please help me get Trump elected. I'm asking you from the bottom of my heart, help me get Trump elected. Maybe they'll turn you down. So you cut them out of the will. Okay. 65 million people can convince one relative that's not a Trumpeteer to vote for Trump. You got 130 million Americans. You got a landslide. And all you had to do was make one phone call. You didn't have to send any money to anybody. You just had to drop a dime. Okay. Not only that, Trump wins the popular vote and he wins the Electoral College. My mother used to call it the Electoral College. I like that. And she paid for all her kids to go to school and they correct her English. How's that? Have you seen that happen in your house? You got a relative that comes maybe from the other side, right? And she ponies up the money to send Junior or Sis to college. And they come back and the first thing they do is they correct their English. Yeah. Grandma Caps is shouting. The Democrat communists are losing Latino families and gospel blacks. Viva Cristo Rey and hallelujah. Everybody is analyzing the communist Mueller report. Let me sum it up to save you time. Mueller says in his report, I could not get Schiff on him. I even dragged it out an additional year, hoping Schiff happens, but failed. However, I did leave the door open for the communists to continue the battle. The communist media is rampant with communist bullshit. Yeah, CBS is communist bullshit. CNN is the communist nut network. NBC is nothing but communist. ABC is always be communist. And National Public Radio. That's a government agency, and it's a propaganda tool of the Soviet Union. That should be completely purged and watered down, at least 50% American. So the reality check is the case is closed. 2 more years of communist Democrats dragging down the country while El Trumpo picks up gospel blacks and Latino families. Then in 2020, 65 million Trumpeteers will call one family member to vote for Trump. And we'll have 130 million Trumpeteers. Praise be to God. And while we're praising God, say a little prayer and ask God's help to intervene on all the Obama POWs rotting away in Fort Leavenworth, charged with violations of rules of engagement. Meanwhile, their families and kids, their little kids, are living a life of poverty and shame with no benefits, and daddy sitting in Fort Leavenworth on suicide watch. That's the Obama legacy that I see, plus the money he gave to Iran to nuke the United States. Here's a little short clip. Kellyanne's husband turns rat. You ever see this this fat pig. He's caught. He's trying to get his wife fired from her job. Poor Kellyanne. She's so thin. That fat bastard eats all the food. The communist media has been trying to destroy Kellyanne since day one. Remember the couch shot? She was sitting on the couch with her legs folded underneath her. And they try to make her look like a little child. They can do a lot of damage with photos. Remember Ford falling down the stairs of a plane? You notice how careful Trump is coming down those plane steps. He's not going to make that photo. Yeah, they're going to have to remove a few steps to get him. We only have 2 more years of communist delay tactics, and then comes Trump. Then comes Trump for 4 more years. Then 8 years of Pence. Then 8 years of Barron. Picture of Trump. And he's got a real nice, pleasant smile on his face. It's not a photo. It's like a not a cartoon, a drawing. And his caption is, "I would never deport you." So I gave it to a girl who's became a citizen a couple of years ago. She got a big kick out of it, and I autographed it from El Trumpo to my beloved. I used her name, but I'll say to my beloved. Okay. And then I'm saving one for my sister. plus a pound of Trump coffee, Trump 45 coffee. But I'm afraid to give it to her because it might come back to me over the table. 10 communists sitting around the communist nut network right after the Mueller report on CNN, the communist nut network. Not one has an original thought. They can be replaced by parrots. The network is now down to 20 viewers minus the 10 at the table. That leaves 10 viewers they got. True story. This is a true story. I tell you about my friend who just became a citizen, right? She goes home to Brazil because she's, and it takes her 6 hours from the airport in Sao Paulo to get to where she lives. So that's a haul. So a year ago she went, she comes back. Everybody in Brazil hates Trump. I said, how can that be? You could tell me that Javaro Indians and the Amazon hate Trump? She says, it's because we only have one newspaper. We only have one TV. It's called Globo. I said, well, who's Globo? He says, it's CNN. Then I said to myself, CNN is injecting anti-Trump propaganda in Brazil. CNN is all over the world. Are they injecting anti-American propaganda all over the world? Could very well be. This year she comes back and she goes, guess what? I said, what? Everybody in Brazil hates CNN. They call it fake news. I says, huh? I wonder how they got that expression. That's beautiful, isn't it? So, to quote Abraham Lincoln, who said, you can fool all of the people some of the time and some of the people all of the time, but that CNN sucks. I give you another tune. We're going to go a little gospel. And because gospel blacks are going for Trump. There's a girl named Candace. She's a Republican. She's African-American. And they're ganging up on her. And she holds her own. She is the spirit of America.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church
where I can pray this name.
coming, Lord. In a church, we all on one accord. But we dancing, shouting away from morning until day. Yes!
I need a church where I can praise His name.
Oh! I need a church where the word of the Lord is. We all come together. Oh, how we gonna give. Sing, shout, praise all around. Yeah.
I need a church where I can praise.
Praise. Yeah. Oh. Come on.
Yeah. I need a church.
I need a church.
I need a church.
Lifting up the name of Jesus.
I need a church.
See, we're in that church.
I need a church.
I don't want to come along.
I really do.
Monument that the communists took down in this country? Was it a rebel flag? No. Was it a Confederate soldier? No. You know what it was? The Ten Commandments. That was their target. All they had to do was just take out the word not, and they could have made it their party platform. Friday, Good Friday, we're watching TV. And it's kind of hard to watch anything up if you believe in the suffering and death of Jesus Christ. And so we watched a couple of crucifixion movies. And then we turned to The Passion by Mel Gibson. And it's ironic. When Mel Gibson started to produce The Passion, he couldn't get any support. Everybody turned on him. They labeled him an anti-Semite, which is what a communist tactic labels as one of the first card that they play. They've got racist labels, anti-Semite labels, even though the Democrats are more anti-Semitic today than they've ever been. I said racist, anti-Semitic, McCarthyite, homophobe. They're just, you name it, they got a label for it. They see, once smeared, it's kind of hard to undo. They have a philosophy. It's called Mary is a Tramp. So Joe takes Mary out on a date and he doesn't score. And he tells all his friends he did, and she's a slut. Right? Now the word gets out. Mary hears about it. She's outraged. She's heartbroken. Her reputation is destroyed. 80% of all who hear that slander will assume Mary's a slut. So Mary goes to court, brings in the culprit, and the judge punishes the culprit. And the word that goes out is Mary is innocent. Well, what do you think happens? It goes from 80% thinking she's guilty to 50% thinking she's guilty. And the next time her name comes up and said, who's Mary? Oh, that's that slut. Once the damage is done, it cannot be undone. So, labels are a big communist tactic. So we're watching The Passion. Mel Gibson is trying to raise money to make this movie. He's getting no support. And not only that, they label him an anti-Semite because he was drunk once and he said something about Jewish people. I know Jewish people who get drunk and say something about Jewish people. I tease him all the time. I tell him I'm the songwriter for Jewish drinking songs. An Irishman is a songwriter for Jewish drinking songs. And they say, yeah, name one. I said, have a tequila. But anyway, so Mel goes on. He proceeds to make The Passion. And he takes an unknown star named Jim Caviezel and makes him Jesus. And the mother, the woman who plays Mary is fantastic. And when you're watching the suffering of that mother, you know. There's a Marine coming home tonight to Long Island who was killed in Afghanistan the other day. You know that that mother receiving her son totally tuned in to Mary, the mother of God. She knows how she feels. She feels the same pain. The Pietà by Michelangelo sums it all up. Sums it all up. So, Gibson goes ahead and he makes the movie. And it's a box office hit. Almost cracks $1 billion. If he didn't hit $1 billion. And puts everybody to shame who opposed him. The theaters that wouldn't take it. And it's a fantastic movie. And if you want to see what the new world looked like to the conquistadors, you got to see Apocalypto. He uses the language of the land in both movies, Aramaic for The Passion, and I guess like an Aztec dialect for the Incas and the Aztecs. Both great movies. Fantastic. And we have a lot to be grateful for. But you know what? The communists are spoiled. They're coveting thy neighbor's goods. See? That's one of the commandments that they took down. So, hats off to Mel Gibson. I know he's going through some tough times. He's only human. Happens to everybody. You wouldn't want it to happen to you. But he puts his heart and soul in a movie. As a matter of fact, I did a show called the American Academy Awards, and Mel Gibson wins everything. He even wins Best Actress. Yeah, Best Producer, Best Director, Best Music. Very good. Very good. We Were Soldiers, if you ever see that, that's as close to nom as you're going to get. And hats off to those who serve. It's not what they do today, it's what they might have to do tomorrow. So, having said that, we're going to stick to the passion for a few minutes. Coming up on 9/11.
Behold the cross on which was hung life's very Lord, God's darling one. Mary's own.
So, Good Friday, I'm searching YouTube to find something that refers to the crucifixion. And I happened to catch one clip, and they had taken from the Passion the scene where they were about to stone a woman for adultery, and Jesus starts to write in the name in the sand the sins that the stoners had committed, and they dropped the stones and walked away. And the woman who was sort of beaten up, she was touching his foot, and then he helps her up, and it was very touching. It would make you cry. And it was pretty good. Oh, so I checked to see how many viewers, you know, it's religious, and I don't get too many views. 42 million. 42 million. That's more than half of the votes that the president won with. 42 million. Okay. I found my communist Oscar night, and I'm going to just open it up to see if it's any good. If we get a few chuckles out of it, I'll let it run a while. If not, I'll cut it short.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. A bartender, a champagne, I have a Trump coupon. First tune goes out that a VAT attacks Europeans. And it's from Donald Trump to the House and the Senate.
We did that one already, so we'll give you a little Willy Bobo.
You got to change your evil ways, baby, before I stop loving you. You got to change, baby, and every word that I say is true. You got me jumping and running all over town. You got me sneaking and peeping and running you down. This can't go on. Lord knows you got to change, baby.
Watching Tucker Carlson last night, and he had on a guest, and he was going after him for the wasted 2 years trying to get Trump on trumped up charges. And he said, you know, I think he said that 170,000 people have OD'd this year. And you know there's a big fentanyl epidemic, and there's also pill-popping epidemics. And they just did a bust on a whole bunch of doctors for doping up their patients, selling drugs, really. And the Democrats, when they want to get you, they always use children. Like they're using the children down on the border. Oh, the poor little children are being torn from their mothers. They're being torn from their mothers for 2 whole weeks till all the paperwork is done. They should be doing DNA testing because it's now coming out that these kids are being recycled. They use the kids to get into the country, and then they send the kids back to bring in the next load. So, something to think about. But there's the Democrats showing those 2,000 babies that are being separated from their mothers for 2 weeks. Now, we all know that marijuana is helpful to certain painful conditions, and it helps people with glaucoma, and it helps kids that might be autistic or have some sort of problem with coordination. And that's great. That's wonderful. Any drug that can kill pain, any drug that can help a person get through life, I'm all for it. What they're really doing is they don't want medical marijuana. They're using medical marijuana to go to recreational marijuana. Weed is a gateway drug. Nobody can guarantee you or me that if you start on weed, you won't end up on heroin. Nobody can guarantee that. Once you play at the high game, there's always a question of, is there a better high? There will be casualties. And the thing that distresses me the most is the politicians are so anxious to legalize weed. I have to believe they're getting paid off. I'm sorry. I don't believe in a golden orb. They have to be getting paid off. And who's leading the weed whackers in politics? Boehner, the Republican. And I also see, I read a lot of conservative blog sites, and I see conservative blog sites advertising, get in on the ground floor of the weed stocks, who's going to make a lot of money. You're going to make a lot of money. The guy that dealt dope in college paid his tuition, but not everybody who he sold drugs to graduated. You just think about that. Don't buy this happy horse shift that weed is harmless. In no way is it harmless. And if you don't believe me, talk to the pillow guy. The pillow guy was an addict for 11 years. Today he's a multimillionaire. He found Jesus and he gave up drugs. Not everybody can do that. Not everybody can do that. I know guys that have a Jones that put their kids in a car and go into a bad neighborhood hoping that the cops won't stop them with the kids to buy drugs. You think about that. So, drugs suck. And the only way you really beat them is never to do the first one. We're running out of time, so I may get cut off. But if I don't, I'll continue to play some tunes. I want to do a tribute to a lady who served this country and sang for this country when America was going through World War II. She was a heavyset lady. She had a beautiful voice. Her name was Kate Smith. And my father loved her. Well, Kate Smith is, I think she died maybe 10 years ago or even more. And so now it's time for the communists to label her a racist. So they went to the New York Yankees, who used to play Kate Smith's song, God Bless America. And now the Yankees will no longer play it. So the Yankees are falling into the Kaepernick syndrome. And Colin Kaepernick hurt the NFL. The NFL doesn't realize it because they're making tons of money, but they've lost at least 10% of their viewers. And I know people that will no longer watch NFL games. And Colin Kaepernick is long gone. He's pocketed the money he made, and he's off to do more damage somewhere else. That's what communists do. So I'm closing with the Star Spangled Banner, which was created by the cast of World War II. There are 47 scratches in a vinyl record. Each scratch represents 8,000 Americans who died so that the crybabies could live. And I think if they could see the crybabies today, they would change their minds. It is really sad. Thank you, Kate Smith, for all you do. And the pretense was that she sang a song where the word darkies was in it. Well, if you grew up in the era of Stephen Foster, there were a lot of songs about darkies. It wasn't a harmful word. It was a vocabulary of the day. There used to be a show that I used to watch, and a lot of guys used to watch this show in the 50s, Amos and Andy. It was four characters, basically. And it showed blacks in a good light. The Kingfish was the head of the family, and I think he was an entrepreneur. Another character was a cab driver. I think that was Andy, was a cab driver. Calhoun was a lawyer. And Amos was a heavyset guy, wore a bowler hat. And the wives were involved. I'm trying to remember. I think her name was Ruby. But they were good for a lot of laughs. And you know what? White people could identify with them because they were going through the same thing that Amos and Andy were going through. And what happened was a black guy who made a lot of money bought the rights to it and took it off the air so there'd be no exposure. And what he did was he killed the royalty for those actors and actresses, which wasn't right. And there was no reason for it. And the guy who took it off the air was Bill Cosby, because he thought it was demeaning to blacks. But we never saw it as demeaning to blacks. We just saw people of a different color with the same jobs we had. When the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. Lady Kate Smith, thank you for all you've done to bring our country along. Think of those guys rotting away in Fort Leavenworth under Obama. And think about the 5,900 drug dealers he pardoned. They all got guns. Illegal guns. Have a happy Easter. I'll play a couple of tunes and then I'll leave. Thank you.
Out. University of Notre Dame proudly presents its marching band, the Band of the Fighting Irish.
Yeah.
us with in every age.